Pixar's animators seem willing to go anywhere in pursuit of fresh enchantment. They plunged to the ocean's depths in Finding Nemo, levitated with helium balloons in Up, and entered a child's mind in Inside Out. Now, in the movie Coco, they're visiting the afterlife. Critic Bob Mondello suspects audiences will be dying to go along.
12-year-old Miguel lives with his shoemaking family in a Mexican village, his days happy except for one thing. His family has been music-free for three generations. His grandmother allows no blowing into soda bottles.
No music.
No listening to passing car radios.
No music.
No singing with strolling players.
I think we're the only family in Mexico who hates music.
Miguel knows why. Years ago, his musical great-great-grandfather grabbed his guitar and left, never to return. On Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, when it said the deceased returned to visit their families, no one so much as mentions great-great-granddad, which means Miguel gets a bit of a shock when he strums a guitar in a cemetery on that day and finds himself and his street puppy transported to the land of the dead.
You gotta stay with me, boy.
It's the most eye-popping and lively afterlife you can imagine, with streets paved in fluorescent flower petals and skeletons doing production numbers about dancing papaya seeds. The plot arguably has more complications and psychedelic spirit critters than it really needs, but you can't blame Pixar's animators for splurging on images when the point of everything they do is family.
This isn't a dream, then. You're all really out there.
You thought we weren't?
Well, I don't know. I thought it might have been one of those made-up things that adults tell kids, like vitamins.
Coco, I should mention, is Miguel's great-grandmother, the child of that musical great-great-grandfather who never came back. She anchors the film, as you'd expect a matriarch to do, and she also figures in a moment that will reduce audiences to tears, as surely as did that story in Up about the grumpy old man losing his wife. In both cases, the tears are joyous, about memories that can unite families and even transcend death. Though Coco strikes plenty of comedic kid flick poses, it's no accident that its big song is
"Remember Me."
Also no accident, its plot centers on Mexico's Day of the Dead. The final credits end with a note that Dia de los Muertos is a tradition rooted in the lore of indigenous peoples. To learn more, says a legend on the screen, visit your local library. I bet a lot of folks will, right after they call their grandmothers. I'm Bob Mondello.
Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that I'm with you the only way.